56 days after he was officially reported missing, came a breakthrough in the investigation into the disappearance of Kerry farmer Mike Gain. Partial human remains were discovered as slurry was being spread on fields close to his farmyard. Gardaí say DNA analysis will be required to confirm the identification of the materials which were recovered. Mike Gain went missing on the 20th of March. Gardaí have been searching lands at Carrick East in Kenmare, where a crime scene was declared. And we're joined now from Kenmare by our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy. Pascal, can you take us through the events of this weekend insofar as we know them and tell us about how these partial human remains came to be discovered?
Well, that goes back to Friday evening, Friday night, when a friend of the family, friend of the Gaines, came to the farm here, filled a septic tank with slurry and began to spread that slurry over a number of fields. And I'm actually overlooking that area now, and you can see at least two fields where slurry has been spread. My understanding of what happened next is that at some stage material was discovered. The man in question felt that this was strange enough to raise the alarm and contact the Gardaí. At that stage, it was suspected that this was human tissue. The area was sealed off. It was declared a crime scene, and it was shut down effectively until yesterday morning. And then yesterday, members of the Garda Technical Bureau assembled in Dublin. They travelled together to Killarney, where they were briefed at the incident room in Killarney Garda Station before travelling on to Mike Gain's farmyard here, arriving here at around 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. And now, significantly, Justin, they were joined about an hour and a half later by two experts, the state pathologist Sally Ann Collis and a forensic anthropologist Laureen Buckley. And they have been working. Well, Laureen Buckley and Sally Ann Collis left the scene at about 6:30 yesterday evening, but Gardaí have been working here since then.
Had the slurry tanks on Mike Gain's farm been searched before the discovery of human remains this weekend, Pascal?
Well, certainly we were given to understand that they had been drained as part of the initial search for Mike Gain in the phase when his disappearance was being treated as a missing persons case. But just to explain as well, like, this is a vast area of 1,000 acres, and very many parts of that would have been searched twice, three times, perhaps even half a dozen times, searched by men and women walking the ground, searched by dogs and a cadaver dog that was brought in, searched using drones. So it's certainly not unusual for areas that have been previously searched to be returned to again. I suppose the key question is whether it had been searched and cleared as being of no evidential value in this investigation.
And Gardaí will now attempt to identify the remains. That will be done with DNA testing. What happens then?
Well, I would imagine there is a working understanding at the moment that the remains that have been found and positively identified as being human remains, that those remains belong to Mike Gain. Now, generally speaking, DNA identification, my understanding is that it would take weeks. I would imagine that that will be fast-tracked in this case, and that will be completed in a matter of days. But the information gleaned from that, or the evidential value gleaned from that, will then be fed into the incident room at Killarney Garda Station, and events will take whatever course they take from there.
All right, Pascal, thank you very much for speaking to us from Kenmare. That's our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy. The Kerry TD and Minister of State at the Department of Agriculture, Michael Healy-Ray, visited Mike Gain's farm yesterday. I spoke to him a short time ago and he told me what he saw.
Well, it's horrifically sad, but now we know that the Gardaí and the investigating team can concentrate their efforts on this location, all along we had so many questions. How, where, when, what exactly happened? Well, at least now we do know that this is where the efforts have to be concentrated on. And this is a horrific time for the family, for the whole community, the extended friends and relatives and relations. But at the end of the day, at least now the team can work on the evidence that they've found. And we hope and we earnestly pray that more answers will be found to all of the questions that the family and all of us have.
And I know you've been speaking to people around Kerry yesterday and around the Kinmare area. I mean, how have people reacted to the news of the discovery yesterday?
Well, last night I was doing clinics in Kinmare, and of course everybody, as always, is, you know, people are so upset. All we want is answers. We want to know, and the family want to know exactly. Mike was a very respectable, hardworking, genuine man, a great community person, and a person that everybody liked. And to think that somebody would have this type of event happen to them, we're all horrified, we're upset. It is not something that we're used of in any part of Ireland, of course, but in this locality, we never had a situation like this before. So we really and sincerely wish the people that are in charge, the people involved in the investigation, we wish them every good luck in trying to ascertain exactly how did Mike finish up having fallen foul of this event. And we just hope again, and we pray that we will have more answers in the coming days and weeks.
And for Mike's family, for his friends, I mean, these last few weeks, they have been very, very difficult for them. Are you hopeful now that the developments in the case yesterday will lead to at least a conclusion for them?
Well, with the limited knowledge that I have of what exactly has happened and exactly the events of the last 24 hours, I would hope that this development will allow the investigators to be able to really look closely at this location, at every aspect of it. How did this event happen? And we have so many questions, but all along the aim was to find Mike and to know where he was. And now that seems to be becoming more evident, and I would hope that it will make it easier for the investigators to get to the rest of the answers and to come to more detective work that will allow them to be able to explain to the family, well, this is what happened. Because, and again, of course, a thing that's very important, and I am grateful to the media, because the media have been very respectful. All of the print and television and radio media, everyone has been so respectful and allowing the family their privacy. And I would plead for that privacy to continue. But the media did play, in my opinion, an important role, and that they kept highlighting that Mike was missing. And to all of the volunteers and all of the mm-hmm. professional people that came from all over to help, that help was most welcome.
And that was Minister Michael Healy-Rae speaking to me earlier.